Praise the Lord. Thank you that you're all here tonight. We have a bunch of adults coming in as well. This is our last night of fasting and prayer. For many of you might not know, or what we're doing is for 4 days every year, the people of the church fast, which means this. That means they don't eat. For 4 whole days. They don't eat. They only drink fluids. And they come in here every night for 4 nights, and we pray. And tonight we're praying for you. Tonight we're praying that God will move in your life, that God will change your life, that God will encourage your life, and for you to know that people truly, honestly love you enough to sacrifice. So for 4 days, they've been fasting and prayer. And tonight, at the end of this service, we're going to go eat. And that's not going to be good for some of us. We're going to eat too much. This is my wife, Pastor Rhonda. She'd like to introduce herself.
With you and for you tonight. God is powerful, and there is nothing. Well, I didn't even try that. It just did it. There is nothing impossible for God. Okay? Can you guys say that with me? There is nothing impossible for God. But I don't even believe you. Come on. I want to hear it like you actually believe it. The Word of God says there is nothing impossible for God. So let me hear you say it like you really speak to your situation. Speak to the things going on. We're going to tell it right now. There is nothing impossible for God. Oh, let's try it again because my girl wasn't doing it. Okay, let's try again. There is nothing impossible for God. Oh, you are good. You got it. Oh, do you want to do it? Come on. Come on, stand up here. She's going to do it with me, okay? Oh, come on. All right, let me just see you from back in your seats. Be louder than me with a microphone. Oh, actually, I'll put the mic down because I got a big mouth and I don't even need the microphone and I can probably still be louder than all of you. Are you ready? One, two, three. Did you hear me over yourself? Did I win?
No.
Okay. All right. So tonight we have adults coming in and we are going to start praying. Do you guys know what prayer is? It's simply talking to God, the one that loves you, that is faithful, that will never leave you. It's just talking like I'm talking to you. It's just talking to God. You don't have to have big fancy words. They don't have to be just right. All you have to do is talk just like I'm talking. It's a friendship. It's a relationship. God desires to talk with you. So it's not hard. It's easy. We pray up front so you won't have to pray in the microphone, but you can pray right where you're at. Just tell God whatever you're thinking. And the most awesome thing is everything with God, there's nothing impossible. So when you're praying and you're bringing these things before God, God can work miracles in your life. The Bible says he's the same as he used to be yesterday, today, and forever. So when you put your trust in God, there's nothing that is impossible. So just start talking to him. Tell him the things that are on your heart and on your mind. When we're praying out loud up here for you, just talk to him and tell him what's going on. And he will do miracles in your life. He wants to show himself to every single one of us. So whatever your situation is, just share it with Jesus tonight and watch him show up for you.
Has everybody heard the term amen? Can I hear it? Shout amen.
Amen.
All that means is I agree. That's all it means. I agree. So tonight we're going to be praying what's called the prayer of agreement. That means that while people are praying up front, you're going to agree with them. So when they get done a statement, when they get done or they say or praying something that you agree with, say amen. And that will keep you involved because you want to be involved. This is a part where when God starts teaching you how to pray, you're going to be able to get what you want. How many of you have things in your life that you need to deal with that you really need God to help you with? You can't do it yourself. Man, as everybody's got situations, and if you don't have it now, someday you're going to. And that means you better learn how to pray now. Come on now. You better learn how to pray now rather than then. And so tonight we're going to pray. We're going to agree together. And at the very end, we're going to have communion. How many of you have ever had communion before? How many of you have never had communion before? Tonight we're going to have communion together. We're going to end the night with communion. And we're going to teach you what that's about just at the end. So let's all stand. We're going to start off tonight by worshiping. Now listen, this is where you got to pay attention tonight, all right? We're going to worship. Pastor Cody wanted me to tell you that he loves you. He is in Arizona for Mindy's brother's wedding. And he'll be back next week to make sure he's preaching strong. Are you ready? Let's worship together.
Hallelujah. If you guys feel comfortable, you can just come on up to the front. We're just going to worship God throughout this whole week of fasting and prayer. We're just going to lift up his name. We're going to praise him no matter what we've been through. And we're just going to let God's presence rain down this place. Just sing along. Just look at the words on the screen. And let's just praise him.
This is my prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your King. Lift up your King. Lift up your King. God, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you that we can open up and worship. God, we thank you that we can gather as a family to lift you high, Jesus. And God, I know that you will honor that. And God, right now we lift up the schools of this county. God, we lift up the schools of this state, God, that I call forth a harvest of every single seed of the Spirit that has been sown. Because if we have been shown the Spirit of God, then we must display it. And Jesus, if we have encountered your Spirit, God, I pray that we would display it. God, that our schools would not be places of torment. They would not be places of drugs and prostitution, but God, that they would be places where people go to learn Jesus, because I know what it's like to be so bogged down by the thought of trying to pass a test or passing a class, but God, they would walk forward with the strength and the courage, knowing that they can spread your gospel even in school, God, that even at a young age, you can use these kids for your glory. And Jesus, I pray that even in the bathrooms, God, they would have prayer meetings. And God, even in the locker rooms, they would have prayer meetings. And Jesus, if somebody has a cast on, they would walk up to them and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, they would receive that miracle, Jesus. And God, right now I pray that you would become more relevant in schools. because this world has done a very good job of making sure that you have lost relevancy, but God, I pray that you would be relevant again in schools. And it's going to take teenagers today to do that, God. So I pray for every teenager. I pray for every middle school student. I pray for every elementary school student, God. I pray that you would raise up young people like Joseph, who would just, regardless of the adversity coming against him, he still served you, God. God, I thank you that in Joshua, God, you tell us that this is land that you have given us dominion over. That wherever our foot would step, Jesus, that is land that we have dominion over. And God, I call forth a harvest right now in the name of Jesus of mighty young people who will stand up for your name, who will stand up and they will preach the word even when it's unpopular or when it's hard, that they would take a stand for the kingdom of Christ. And God, we love you. We just praise you for tonight. We praise you for everything you're doing. In Jesus' name, God, we just love you.
Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for these young people in the name of Jesus, God. And we know that in your words you said that whatsoever we ask for in prayer, if we believe that we have received it, God, that it shall be done for us, God. And we come, God, thanking you, Lord, for these young people. We declare and decree, Lord God, that these young people will be set apart for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that the devil cannot have them in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will have a different spirit like Caleb and not be like the rest in the name of Jesus, but they'll be set apart for you, God. I pray for the spirit of righteousness amongst these young people, for we know that the enemy comes to devour them like a roaring lion, Lord God, to try to make righteousness be irrelevant today, Lord God. But we know, Jesus, that you came to destroy the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. And I pray for resurrection power over these young people in the name of Jesus, so they can live right for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your anointing, Lord God, will stir them up, Lord God, to live for you when it's unpopular in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God, and I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that there will be light, Lord God, and salt, Lord God, in their homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God. Lord God, I bind up, Lord God, that spirit, Lord God, that gospel of false grace, Lord God, that you said in your word in the book of Jude, Lord God, that's trying to plague these young people, Lord God, that's trying to make them believe that grace is, Lord God, extracting, Lord God, righteousness, Lord God. But we know that your word says that the true meaning of grace is the truth that you are able to keep them from falling. Father God, the true gospel of grace is that you are able to keep them from falling and to present them faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy cannot, Lord God, have them, Lord God, and that they will not be ashamed of you, Lord Jesus, and they will stand up when it's unpopular in the name of Jesus. And I pray against, Lord God, temptation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they know that your grace is sufficient for them, God, and that your strength is perfected in their weakness in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would just rise up, Lord God, that they will be the generation that will turn the world upside down for you, Lord God, as your word says in the book of Acts, God. And we thank you for these young people, and we praise you right now for what you're going to do, Lord God. And we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, we give these youth to you. These are your youth in the name of Jesus. These are your young people in the name of Jesus. And we just declare and decree, Lord God, that they will win, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. You keep singing that. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. Desire. Just give God a shout for 2015. Can somebody in this room praise Him for what He did this year? Can we give God a shout and let Him know what He's done for us this year? The book of John says that the plan of the enemy is to steal, kill, and destroy. And by standing in this room, you are proving that the devil is lost. By standing in this room, you are proving that the devil has no power in your life. You're showing him that Jesus Christ is alive, he is in control of your life, and he is the victor through you in your life every day. Lord, we praise you for the salvations that we saw inside these four walls and outside this year. Lord, we give you all the praise for the salvations that we saw. But Lord, we have the mind of Christ, which means we aren't satisfied with what we saw this year, Lord. We aren't happy with the salvations that we saw this year, Lord. I pray that the salvations for every ministry in this church are tripled in 2016, Lord. That the salvations that we saw won't be enough for this year, Lord. That we are going to see more salvations in 2016 than we have ever seen in the past, Lord. I pray a supernatural spirit of boldness over every kid in this room tonight, Lord. I pray that they will have the boldness to go into their schools and into their homes, Lord, and that they will have the boldness to share not what is easy, Lord, but what is true. Lord, that your word is not always the easiest thing to share with other people around, Lord, but it is what other people need to hear. Lord, I pray that there will not be a student that sit next to them in class or a family member at home, Lord, that they won't have the boldness to stand up to and tell that Jesus Christ is Lord. He died for your sins. He saved you from hell, and he's here, he's alive, and he's with you every day, no matter where you are, no matter what situation, he's here and he's king.
Us perfectly in your image. You've already made every heart beat and tick for you, whether they know it or not. God, I just thank you, and I just pray that right now every yearning for you, God, increases in every person, every heart in this room, young and old, every heart that's broken or that's whole, every heart that already knows you or is still searching, God, because I know that every single person, they want you in this place, whether they know it or not. Their spirits are just... they're just hurting for you, God. And I just ask that you would just increase that you would just break down any hard-heartedness, that you would just break down any stubbornness and any doubt in any person in this place, God. I know that every heart was already made to love you, God. Every heart was already made to search for you and to want you. So I just pray that every urge of that just increases tenfold in this place, that there will be no bounds in Elmira, in Chemung County, in Steuben County, in any of this area. I know that there's just going to be an incredible revival in this place, and it's going to start with the hearts in this room, and every person is going to feel that revival. They're going to feel that transformation. They're going to feel that the people that they were before they knew you are no match for the people that you are able to make them into, God. And it starts with the heart, it starts with the spirit. So I thank you that every heart in this person, in this place, is going to be changed if it hasn't been already. And every person in this room will be a testimony, and it will start there, because we have power through your name, through your blood, and the word of our testimonies, God. So let that just start here. Let that start now.
Let's worship our, let's raise our hands and worship our almighty God. Hallelujah. Just make sure that you're raising your hands and worshiping a God that is like no other. Hallelujah. Just get in that mindset of worship tonight. Hallelujah. As we sing.
There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. No place I would rather. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love. Here in your love. No place I would rather be.
I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. And I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. No place I'd rather be. I want more of you, God. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. No place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love. Set a fire, hearing your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. And I want more of you, God. And I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. And I want more.
Jesus Christ, Father God, and I thank you, Jesus, that it is not by your might, but it be turned upside down, that this region will be saved in Jesus' name, Father God. And I thank you for that. And I call it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Give him a shout, guys. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this generation of young men and young women. God, I thank you that you love them and that, Father, by your Spirit, you're going to move in their life. Father, I know many, and Father, all of us have come from situations that are not easy. But God, one thing that we know is that you are always faithful, that you are always good. God, tonight in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you are going to move in our lives, even in the quiet places. Father, when we're laying in bed and there's no friends around, God, and we call out on your name that you are not only going to hear us, but you're going to answer us. Father, I thank you that you're going to show yourself powerful. God, you are alive and not dead. This is not about religion or about church. This is about having a relationship with you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we're sowing the seeds in this next generation, as we're sowing the seeds of life into the next generation, as they're hearing the words from the living Word of God, Lord, over this generation, I declare that it will come to fruition. I declare, God, that people will be saved. Lord, this whole group of young people that are here today, Lord, will be missionaries in their schools that will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Father, they'll have a boldness that overwhelms them, and that Jesus, they'll lead many of their friends to Christ. Lord, I thank you for the purpose that you have. Lord, you see all that's been done, all that's been sowed. Now, God, we expect a return on the sowing of the seed. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we call forth the harvest in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you all go grab a seat? We're going to take communion tonight. We're going to teach you what communion is first. And can you all do me a favor? Pastor Cody is on right now in Arizona. He's watching via Periscope. Can you all say hi to Pastor Cody? He's what? He's going bye-bye? She heard you. He heard you right there. Okay, come on. Give another shout to Pastor Cody. He's watching you right now. He called me already 4 times today, making sure that you all know that he loves you. So we're going to say goodbye to Pastor Cody. Goodbye, Pastor Cody. Goodbye to Pastor Cody. He'll see you next week. We'll see you next week, right? Amen. All right, we're going to do Periscope. Excuse me, we already did Periscope. Now we're going to do communion. Did everybody get a communion cup? Where are they going? Come on, everybody, let's start passing out the communion cups. You guys just stay still. We're going to put them in your hands. I'll explain what they are, explain how to do it. I'll teach you. Did you get one? We need communion cups. Everybody should have one. Now, let me explain it to you. There's a little piece that you pull back on the top, which will open the cracker area, okay? Now, the Bible is very clear about this. Let's be quick and pass those out so I can teach and we can have communion together. Everybody get one? Yep, just open the top one. There's a little piece of, I don't know what it is called, cellophane right there. Pull it back. Anybody get one? Who did not get a communion cup yet? All right, I need everybody's attention up here real quickly. It's a very holy moment. Do you know what holy means? Hey, I need everybody's attention. Do you know what the word holy means? Holy means there's times that are separated. There are things that are separated to God. And there's times to be holy. There's certain things that are holy. Communion, I need your attention. Pastor Cody told me how you do it, so don't. I don't want to do what he has to do. All right, pay attention. There are certain things that are holy, and I just want to explain it to you. You need to make sure that when things are being done that are holy, that you're respectful. Whether you like God or not, he's still God. And he needs to be respected. And this is one of those respecting moments. So here we are. Jesus, one day, it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, was eating the night before he was crucified with his disciples. And he sat down and he had a meal with them. And he picked up a piece of bread and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Now, what did that mean? Many people don't realize, but Jesus, he not only forgave you of your sins, but he came to heal your bodies. Now, whether you're young or old, there are people that get sick. And you need to know that it's not God's will to be sick. That Jesus paid the price on Calvary, on the cross, when he died and he rose again, so that your body can be healed. So when we take communion, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take the cracker. And what that does is that represents that Jesus can heal your body. Then what we're going to do is we're going to drink the cup. And that is grape juice, which represents the blood of Christ. Now, it's not the blood of Christ. It represents the blood of Christ. It represents that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. How many of you have sinned in this place? How many have ever sinned in this place? The Bible says, "For all have sinned." Shout, turn to somebody and say, "All have sinned." That's right. Pay attention up here. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, which means this. We need someone to forgive us our sins. That's what this whole gospel is about. It's not about religion. It's about us having our sins forgiven so that Jesus, we can have a relationship with God. So here we go. I'll direct you. Here we go. I want you to take out the cracker. I don't know what it is. Take out the wafer cracker thingamajiggy bob. It represents the body of Christ. Are you ready? And I'm going to pray over it. So you got to be quiet. It's holy. Hold it up. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if there's anyone sick in this room right now, Father, whether they be young or they be old, I pray in Jesus' name that, Father, as we touch and believe, that, Lord, you'll heal us. So in the name of Jesus, we rebuke any spirit of infirmity. We curse all sickness and disease, and we command health to come to the body as we celebrate, Jesus, what you did for us. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, let's take the cup together. I mean, the wafer together. Say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'll teach you. Say, thank you, Jesus, for healing my body. Jesus then picked up the cup. Get your cup. And he said, this is the blood of the new covenant. Now, it really wasn't the blood of Jesus, but he was sharing that in the new covenant, when Jesus came, he came to forgive you of all your sins. Some people think they've gone too far. You've never gone too far. Jesus will always forgive you if you're sincere and honest. So today, if you've got sin in your life, this is important. If you've got sin in your life, you need to know Jesus will forgive you. So as we partake of the cup, if you've got sin in your life, in fact, why don't you do this first? Bow your heads. If you got sin in your life, I want you to just ask Jesus right now to forgive you. You don't have to do it out loud. Do it right between you and Christ. If you have sin in your life, I want you to ask Jesus to forgive you right now. It's one of those holy moments. Are y'all clean? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that this cup represents, Jesus, the heavy price that you paid for us. Jesus, you paid the price of being beaten down and then hung on a tree. And you died. And then, Jesus, you kicked the devil's butt in hell. And you rose again from the dead to show us that you are the fruit of the first resurrection. So, Lord, as we partake of this cup, we celebrate our forgiveness of sins. And that, Jesus, you are good to us. You've never given up on us, and you never will. So, Lord, if there's any sin, we thank you for forgiveness. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Let's partake of the cup together. Now, I want you to stand to your feet. Stand to your feet real quickly. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I'd like you to give Jesus a hand clap tonight. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap for forgiving you of your sins and healing your body. Now tonight, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, come on, this is a holy moment again. Come on, holy moment. Holy moment. If you do not know Jesus, that's what he died on the cross for. If you don't know Christ, tonight we want to introduce you to Jesus. We want you to give your heart to him. He'll forgive your sins and give you purpose and design. So tonight, if you do not know Jesus, I want you to raise your hand up real high right now where you're at. You want to accept Jesus? Then come right up front, buddy. Anybody else want to receive Jesus as their Savior? Come right on up here, buddy. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to receive Jesus as their Savior? I'm not going to wait long. If you raise your hand, get on up here. Now, many of you aren't baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues. If you'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come right over on this side. But if you raise your hand for salvation, I want you to come right over here. Are you ready to pray? It's a holy moment. Someone's getting their life changed. You ready? Let's pray. Come on over here. I want you to pray right out loud with me. You ready? Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. And I thank you that you will never give up on me. Right now, I'm making a decision that I want you to change my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to heal my body. And I'm making a choice and a decision that I'm never going to turn back from you. Even when my friends are trying to get me to do evil, I'm going to make a choice. I'm never going back. I'm going to serve you the rest of my life. I'm going to make a difference in my generation. I will not be a follower. I will be a leader. And I will lead my friends to Jesus. So right now, I thank you that I'm your child. I'm changed from the inside out right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hold on. Hold on. Before you go, I want you to follow Miss Heather right there. Follow Miss Heather right there. Very proud. Come on, give them a hand clap now. Jesus changing their life. You might be saying, oh, you know, I don't know. I know them. But you know, God can change anybody. God can change anybody. There are so many people in this church who you would never have ever thought would ever give their heart to Jesus. You're saying, well, they might not have ever lived the life I have. Let me tell you, there are people that have lived a harder life than you have in this room. And they still love God. Why do they love God? Because they let Jesus change their life. Amen. So we're going to pray one more time, and then we're all going to be dismissed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your faithfulness. God, please hear me, Father. Please hear me. You know we love these young people. God, not in word only. Father, the amount of seeds that have been planted in the lives of this generation, we expect a harvest from. God, it's not about us standing up here and preaching or talking. It's about you getting in their life and changing them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will change every single one of us in this room and start with me. I want to be more like you, Christ. I want to be stronger in you, Jesus. And I thank you that you're going to do that in my life. And you're going to do that in every single person that's standing here today. Lord, many are struggling with all their friends, God, being pulling them here and pulling them there, and the bad, even the very difficult decisions. I pray that you'll strengthen them, Jesus, that they'll feel your spirit in the middle of the night, that God, you'll change them in Jesus' name. And everybody who wants it said, and everybody who doesn't get. In Jesus' name, we love you. Have a great night. Make sure you make your way. I believe they're going to dismiss you. I need everybody to sit down. They have a specific way of releasing you. Everybody sit down. Who do I give the microphone to?